Hello students, okay, now we are in module number 8, that is Python variables. I think in the last module, that is module number 7, we discussed about comments in Python, how to give comments in Python, right? Now we are going to study about Python variables. The word variable is not new to you at all, because you have been using these variables in almost all sort of calculations in mathematics or physics or even chemistry, even in biology. Everywhere you've used variable, right? For example, in mathematics, you know, to solve how to find what is the volume of a sphere. If you want to find volume of a sphere, you need to know the radius, right? Radius of the sphere. So it's going to be 4 by 3 pi r cube. We need r. So normally, you know, in mathematics, how do you solve it? R is equal to, or you'll write, let r is equal to 7.5. Then you'll write volume is equal to 4 by 3 pi r cube. Left hand side RHS, LHS, RHS. You all know about all those things, right? So that's called a variable. Variable is a placeholder. It's a placeholder where some value is assigned. It's as simple as that. It's a placeholder where some value is assigned, right? Fine. A variable has an address. Students, very, very important. Variable has got an address. It's a placeholder. No, it has got an, it should be, because it should be traceable, isn't it? In the computer's memory, right? A variable resides. So it resides in a place which has an address. In that address, one value resides temporarily. Afterwards, another value can come and sit there. For example, you are living in a colony, right? There is a house given by the company. That is a variable where one family resides. Afterwards, the family goes out. Another family comes and resides. Fine. The address remains same, but the value changes, right? Good. So that is a variable. When I say A equal to 5, fine. For example, to find the total surface area of a cylinder pi r square h, you need radius and height. Okay, fine. So we call radius as r, we call height as h. We could have called radius as rad also. We could have called height as ht also, right? We started giving names to it. Radius was given name as r. Height was given name as H, unknowingly, isn't it? Length and breadth, LB, we call it, right? We give some relevant name, that's called naming, right? So, there is one thing called name. There are some rules for that, but students, there are some rules for naming a variable. For example, we have a name, right? All of you think, what is the rule for your name? What, is there any rules for your name, your personal name? For example, a person is called Kushin Nayak. There is a girl, Kushin Nayak, right? What is the rule? The rule says that your name should have only alphabets, isn't it? Only alphabets. No special characters are permitted in your name except a space and a dot. Because, for example, my name is G. Tamil Vendan. There is, after G, there is one full stop, there is one dot. And I can have space, Tamil space, Vendan, right? Can I have any special character in my name? It looks absurd, right? So, these are some of the rules for our name, right? Our name and the name of a place, name of a country, there are some rules. We know about, think logically, right? So, in a computer or in a, for a variable, what are the rules? It should start with an alpha as a rule. That is, that also to you, because, no, you say, for example, you want to find volume of a frustum, right? You want to know the outer area, outer radius and inner radius. So you call, how do you call it as R1, R2? No? Normally we call it as R1, R2, right? You will write R1, R2 or 1 R, 1, 2. How will you give the names? R1, R2, radius 1, radius 2, R, 1 R, 1, 2? No, it means by default, you know that value, it has to be R1. It should always start with an alphabet, isn't it? It should not start with 2R is equal to. For example, if a variable starts with a number, no, 2R is equal to 20, then you will go R is equal to 10. That is why it has to be R2, right? Okay. So in computer, in Python especially, it should start with an alphabet. Sometimes, no, there is an exception. It can start with an underscore, which you may not understand right now. Let us postpone it for a while. Then after starting the first character, it should start with the alphabet. Afterwards, it can be any letter, it can be any number. Definitely, it is case sensitive. It means there is a difference between small letter and a capital letter, we call, no, uppercase and lowercase, right? It is case sensitive. It should have a reasonable length. You know? Variable should have a reasonable length. There are no strict rules, actually. Have a reasonable length. That's it. Height means you call it as H, right? Inner radius, you call it as IR. Outer radius, OR. Fixed deposit, in rate of interest, you call R underscore FD, rate of interest for FD, that you can give. And reserved words you should not use. See, in any language, especially in Python language, there are so many reserved words. What are these reserved words? They have some special meaning. These words have some special meaning, right? For example, I write a small program. You must have come across some programs. Print, right? You can't write. Print is, no, it's a word with some special meaning, right? No, that you cannot have variable name as print. Print is equal to 25. No, it doesn't look nice, actually. There is a word called if. In my program, I used to write if a greater than 0. So if it's a reserved word. I can't write if equal to 20. It looks absurd. So reserve words should not be used as a variable name. For example, our name, no, our name, my name, I told you, Tamil Vindan, right? Our name, no, it has got some purpose, some meaning. Maybe we keep the name of God. Sometimes we keep the name of, in Tamil Nadu, we keep the name, language itself as a name, right? But we don't keep real life objects. You can't keep a name called chair to a student. Chair, new baby is born, right? That you can't have a name called chair, bench, stool, like that. No, you can't give name to it, right? You give some relevant name. That is a concept, beta. I think you all know about it. I need not explain it so elaborately. Then, assigning, how to assign a value to a variable, very simple, equal to symbol. Equal to is an assignment operator. Assignment operator. When I say x is equal to 20, it means 20 is assigned to x. That's, it's as simple as that. Right now, look at the small program that I've written. Right, mark equal to 99, cutoff is equal to 98.87, name equal to success. So, a status is equal to true, value is equal to 9. Fine, these are all, look at this, these are all. 99 is an integer. 98.87 is a floating point value. Success is a string. You know about all those terms. Let me not. Status is equal to true. It's a Boolean value. Value is equal to none is a very special thing that you're going to see afterwards. No, fine. This is how you can assign a value, right? Okay, good. You know about naming of a variable. Fine. Sometimes, you know, in a Python, if you want to delete a variable, it is with the help of a keyword called del. Remember, D is small letter. Now look at this example. A equals 10. When I say print A, 10 is printed on the screen. You can do it either in the shell or in your program itself. When you say del within parenthesis A, it deletes it. The variable gets deleted. After deleting the variable, it means, no, its memory area has been deleted. It is erased from the memory itself. When you say print A, again it will throw error. It says that A is not defined. You have not defined A. So that is how you delete a variable. And students, you all know, again in your earlier classes, you must have studied that an assignment operator, told you equal to is an assignment operator. Right? Okay. Typically, assignment operator says about plus equal to, minus equal to, multiplication equal to. Those things are also called assignment operators. No, actually, no, they have some special meaning, right? For example, you write, now I'll explain this with a small example. Look at this. When you say A equals 10, B equals 20, C equals 0, C equals A plus B. It's very simple. Child's play it is. C is equal to A plus B. Now, here you should not read it as C equals A plus B. How you read is very important. You have to read it as A plus B is assigned to C. A plus B is added. Then the result is stored in C. So, it is 10 plus 20, 30. So, C becomes 30, right? So, now look at the result. You can see the result. Value of C is 30. Good. Now, C plus equal to A. What is this? Sometime back, a few seconds back, I read C equals A plus B. One. Let me see how many characters are there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4. It means I have reduced one character. It means my program looks neat. Right? A good programmer writes short and sweet program. As far as possible, no? You try to shrink. Try to condense it. C plus equal to A is nothing but C is equal to C plus A. Simple, no? C is equal to A plus B. I have written as C is equal to A plus B. Can be written as C plus no, this C, for example, I'm sorry, right? C equal to A plus B, you cannot shrink it. Whereas, C is equal to C plus A. It is C equal to C plus A. That can be shortened as C plus equal to A. Now, look at this. What is C now? C was 0. Now, C has become 30. When you say C plus equal to A, it is 30 plus 10. 40. C becomes 40. Look at this. The value of C is 40. Now, C is equal to C into A. What is C? The latest value? 40. 40 into 10? 400. You got the point? Right? It keeps on going better, right? You know about this is a division operator and this is a modulus, right? It will divide C by 2 and store the value in C itself. Then this is exponentiation, right? C to the power. For example, C is 5. The power is 2, right? 5 into 2 is nothing but 5 to the power 2, 25, right? This is a simple program which explains about these assignment operators, right? Okay. Now, this is something unique to Python, very unique to Python. Python is a very simple language to deal with. It has got an L value and R value. Okay, L value is nothing but again, it's a locator value. Matlab, it has an address. Look, it has an address. That's very, very, very important. R value is it's a value, right? It's a value. It doesn't have an address. R value doesn't have any address. It comes and resides. It's a value. Now, look at the simple example, beta. A comma B equal to 1 comma 2. This is possible in Python. A comma B equal to 1 comma 2. It is self-explanatory. Anyone who sees this will try to interpret in this way. Acha, A comma B equals 1 comma 2 means 1 is given to A and 2 is given to B. It's as simple. Yes. Now, when I say print A comma B, look at this. 1, 2 is printed. Beautiful. Beautiful. Right? Now, what is this? A comma underscore B equals 1 comma 2 comma 3. Fine. It also has some meaning to it. It means 1 is assigned to A. This underscore is traditionally a simple placeholder, right? It doesn't have any purpose because 2 is not stored, but don't throw error. 3 is stored in B. So when I say print A comma B, it prints 1 and 3. Next is a beautiful thing. A comma B equals 10 and 20, 10 comma 20. So when I print A comma B, it becomes 10, 20 is printed. Now look at the beauty. A comma B equals B comma A. It will swap. Matlab, A value will get B. B value gets A value. Right? It will swap it. When I say print A comma B, it becomes 10 and 20. Right? That is the beauty of Python. Then you say, right, whereas in this is not possible in other languages like C++ or in other languages, you can't do it, right? Now, good. Next, some details about this, this R value I told you. It is typically okay, this left value or L value is an assignable object, and R value is an expression that has a value. It appears on the right hand side. Traditionally, the underscore is used as a placeholder and stuff like that. The last one, when I told A comma B comma C equals 1 comma 2 comma 3, right? It is nothing but A comma B comma C equal to 1 comma 2 comma 3 within this tuple form, right? You know what a tuple is, right? Okay, fine. This is typically a tuple assignment. So now these are all the important things about variables. Maybe in the next session, next module, we'll see about variables and various data types also. Okay, fine. And thank you. Bye-bye.